You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands Podcast, hosted by Elliot Shure-Parks and Jack Fritz.
Would you say that you have... been more fired up and excited about this podcast today because of the coffee you're currently drinking?
We're going to get to it.
Yes.
So I'm drinking coffee.
Yes. And you have long been anti-coffee.
Yes.
You said people only drink coffee to look cool, I believe, is a direct Elliot Shure-Parks.
And I do feel cooler. Like, no question about it. Like, walking around.
I feel like you're sitting up a little bit taller today.
I don't think anyone can dispute carrying coffee feels cool and looks cool.
Which is cooler looking? Smoking a cigarette or coffee?
I mean, look, you definitely should not smoke cigarettes, to be clear. If there's any kids in the car. I would rather be cool drinking coffee.
No, but which is cooler looking?
I think coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, well, do you really want to go down this road? I think cigarettes are a little, like, grungy now.
I feel like
coffee, I feel like you can be cool in a bunch of different ways. Like,
I feel like
sophisticated cool, like hipster cool, like. Bunch of different cool.
I feel like cigarettes are having a moment, though. Like, I think
didn't
they're...
Didn't expect to go here today.
I think they're on their way back.
You don't strike me as a cigarette person.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Okay.
No, never.
I've never smoked cigarettes. Like, I've never been, like, a smoker.
Right.
But I've smoked a cigarette.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
And to be clear, you should not smoke cigarettes. It's not good for you. And your breath tastes terrible the next day.
Tastes terrible? Can you taste your own breath?
Yeah. What are you? Do you have all your senses? Have you ever not tasted your own breath? You drink coffee every day.
I've never heard someone say taste your own breath.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you can taste, like, it's why I don't like cigars.
Like, you can say you have bad breath. Like, I can tell
you
can tell
taste your breath. Like, you taste it on your tongue.
The debates on this podcast are absolutely one of them. Absolutely. Yeah, one of
I mean, like, I cigars. Cigars.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like smoking cigars because I feel like of the taste it, like, in the
So
smell.
I've long been anti-cigar.
I wish I could smoke a cigar without it actually being lit.
Well, then how
like just kind of like a use like a money. Vape cigar, if that makes sense. Like,
vaping's pointless.
Like, yeah, I don't disagree. But you get
smoke
you,
a cigarette.
You
or
feel
quit.
The same. You do feel the same coolness. I will say.
Like, No way. You think vaping's cooler than a cigarette?
I don't think it's cooler, but it does give you like 80% of the feel, like of the rush. It does. I don't have to tell you. Like we're just going down this path. Like, if you've had a few drinks, like, it's way better. It's way better. Like, the feeling of a vape is way better than.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
James Jackson, are you a cigarette smoker?
I've smoked one in my life. Hated it.
Hated it. Yeah.
Never went back.
Were you inebriated or sober?
I was a little drunk. Had a few drinks in me.
Yeah.
Pure pressure to do it.
Right. Sober smoking.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. Yeah.
What about dipping? You ever dip?
No, God, no.
Oh, yeah, but never.
High school baseball. Had me in a chokehold.
Ran rampant.
It was tough.
I don't get the appeal.
I wasn't allowed in the dugout as a lower classman if I didn't, you know, put two monster lips in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Terrible. Almost
wow.
Terrible.
You played baseball in high school?
Oh, yeah, man. I loved it.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
You feeling threatened?
No.
Jack's like, you
know. I was a Chester County legend. Everyone.
Okay. Wait, where'd you play?
I was Phoenixville.
Yeah.
What'd you play?
Second base. Second team all Pac-10. But there was this legend of Jack Fritz going around Chester
yeah.
County.
Yeah. I would love to see him pitch with you at bat.
Well, Phoenixville is where...
Oh, I'm getting Jack into a deep count. Know that.
So,
nothing better than smoking a cig, watching you, watching you two
yep.
go at it.
Exactly right. Exactly. No, but Phoenixville is notable in my career for one game.
Okay.
One game. It was a Legion game. I threw 139 pitches.
Oh, you told me.
It feels like they wouldn't let you do that today.
They would not let me do it today. And the dumb part is that I've never been able to throw hard since. So I'm pretty sure it killed my arm.
Yeah, wore you out.
And I had a D1 visit that weekend.
All this.
And I showed up and it died. So it was 139 pitches.
All this for some meaningless game.
Did you beat Phoenix?
Of course. Yeah, I would beat Phoenix. Yeah. And it was also
of course we beat
Phoenix. It was also the only time I intentionally tried to throw at someone was Phoenixville.
Who'd you try
it's
to
a bold
at?
Move.
I don't remember who. No, they were relaying signs from second to home and I caught them.
I had a couple names in my mind. Won't put them on.
All right, so I don't get what the issue is with stealing signs.
There's nothing fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, doing it illegally is different.
Right. I'm saying like on the field. Like
no, I know. Yeah. But it's like when you catch him, then you get the. Yeah. Don't do it again.
Did you hit the guy?
No, I missed.
Did you mean to miss or you tried to hit him?
No, I tried to hit him and I missed.
That's bad.
Warning.
Did
I'm have to step in?
No, I forget. Interesting. Yeah, I forget.
So that's home cooking right there.
Yeah, for sure. It was at Ruston. Yes.
Yeah.
So back to cigarettes.
No, but the coffee.
Coffee, yes.
All right, so here's where I was going with this. So I feel like the last few times I'm drinking coffee, I don't want to say it's giving me like a panic attack, but like I feel like I get over-caffeinated.
Oh, man, your heart starts pumping.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I'm starting back with small doses, and let me tell you why. Because I want to start drinking it.
Like, and why do you want to start drinking?
So a couple reasons. One, I do think it's been hard for me to feel motivated to do work throughout the day. Like when I'm just sitting at home.
You are approaching 40. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
It's harder
to
keep
away.
It up.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But like, I also just feel like, you know, it'd be nice to like go on vacation, drink a coffee,
dude,
walk
it's a
around.
Great vacation starter.
That's what
man.
I'm saying. Yeah. Exactly.
No, it's cool. I'm happy you're coming around to coffee.
Yeah.
Make coffee sound like it's like an infinity stone.
It does. Like it's what it feels
it's
like.
It's gonna unlock.
So I didn't really know what to order. Do you want to know what I ordered?
I
was
hope
lost.
You got like a
going from no coffee to Starbucks coffee is.
I was lost in the app. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You want an app?
But the issue
on
is
me?
If I make it at home, I don't get the cool cup, and so it's like what's
not not a real coffee drink.
All right, so here's what I got. You ready?
Yeah.
Something called a flat white.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah, which like you know.
Everybody okay. Comes and goes.
Nice.
Exactly. Yep. It was with oat milk.
Oh my god, man!
You didn't even get a regular coffee.
You didn't even get a coffee.
I don't know how to order a regular coffee.
You got like
one
a mocha
shot of
latte.
Espresso. I don't even know how to order a regular coffee.
Dude, no. I thought you were coming in here with like a.
This is how you know he doesn't drink coffee because instead of just like let me just
right.
Coffee, dude, cream, and sugar, he's like I gotta get. Right, gotta
so
get
I hit.
Get the
I hit
flat white with oat milk and a shot of espresso.
So I hit hot coffee, and the options were cafe americano. So I was gonna do that, but. I don't know. I
that's
got
a,
thrown
that's
off.
Like a lot. Dude, it's like a latte.
Starbucks is for experts.
So how? All right. So how? We're just so off topic. Like, how do I order a regular coffee?
Starbucks, no clue.
You get Wawa coffee.
Yeah.
You
make
it yourself.
Right down there.
Right. So
dude,
I get like a little.
Dude, medium roast Pike's Place. That's a coffee.
Okay. Hand me that. That's what I'll get next.
And you
time.
You get the short. Yeah.
All right, but what's like in it?
That's just black coffee, man.
But what if I mean, I want some type of cream.
Okay. Well, then you can let's go customize.
So this is my original coffee take. I don't think anyone likes coffee. Unless you drink decaf coffee, I don't think you like coffee. Because you're drinking it for the caffeine.
You like the effect of coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. You like the caffeine. You don't like
you
don't
can
like
add all your little things in here.
But then why not drink a soda? Like why not drink something?
I think soda's kind of trashy.
Soda's out.
Yeah.
Like cigarettes, like cigarettes are back in.
Yeah,
yeah. Soda. Cigarettes cool. Soda trash.
Soda's
that'll
out.
Be the name of the pod.
Cigarettes are in.
Buddy's out. Six are in.
Yeah.
The Sixers make us want to smoke. God, yeah. This is gonna go really well, really bad when people listen.
For sure. No, yeah. So like, you're not drinking a coffee right now. I'm just like
right,
you're having
a waste then. But it has caffeine.
Sure.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about caffeine.
Soda.
So basically, you want caffeine.
Yes, I want
to
start.
Why don't you drink an energy drink?
I don't like what those do to me.
It is a lot.
Yeah, I think
like James Seltzer.
I love him to death. He does not need the triple
shot.
He drinks two of them.
Yeah, dude. Like his
he's already pretty energetic.
Really?
Yeah.
His heart's probably jumping through his chest.
Yeah, it's a lot.
No, here's what I want. Next pod, I want you to order a black coffee. And see,
but speaking of breath, I feel
we
like
have
gonna,
creamy stuff here. You
we do have creamy stuff.
I feel like that's gonna mess my breath up.
Yes, the taste of your breath is going to be off.
Yes,
sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, so that's where I'm at, coffee. That's where I'm at.
So that's not coffee.
If anyone has any advice on how to drink coffee, my DMs are open.
It's probably just drink it.
I don't know. There's people out there that are like getting into it.
It might be at 36.
Yeah, it's a new hobby of mine.
This could be your TikTok.
It could be my personality. Yeah, exactly. My TikTok channel is just me trying various coffees and then
probably be really entertaining.
Having a panic attack in the chapter
not
two.
Great.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Trying different
coffee.
Listen, then you get to my level, you know.
You drink a massive coffee.
Well, so I have that, but I also have like I have a Chemex coffee maker.
What's like the mushroom coffee you were drinking?
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, so it's like
it has caffeine though.
It has caffeine, but it has like reishi, chaga, lion's mane. They are.
It sounds so made up. It sounds like a potion that you would make.
They're
like,
essentially potions.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I order it. So it's
and it gets shipped to your house.
Yeah. So it's all mixed together with Colombian coffee, and all it does is have you. Reduces your stress.
All right.
Has you more focused and has you locked in.
I have a question.
Yes.
Lion's mane.
Lion's
mane. Yeah, what is that?
Can we explain that?
Yeah. Is that a
like
vegetable? Like a
from
root?
Lion's mane?
Yeah.
It's a mushroom. So it's like
it's a kind of mushroom.
Yeah, so it's okay. Lion's mane.
There's
mushroom.
Actually mushrooms in this coffee. I thought that was
so. It probably looks. It probably looks like a lion.
And by the way, not a psychedelic. It's yeah. not a psychedelic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what you're drinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strictly a cig pod.
We do the good stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
right.
The James stuff. No, I'm sorry. Not you.
Yeah. So yeah, it's different kinds of mushrooms. So yeah.
All right.
If you're looking for, I am very pro. These kind of mushrooms. I take mushroom gummies during the day.
So it all like does a, thin, just, yeah, a slippery slope here.
There's no tripping. It's
slippery slope.
Yeah. Reduces stress. Increases.
I don't think I'd feel as cool. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't think I'd feel as cool walking around eating a mushroom.
Well, the funniest part about your coffee journey that I'm sure you're gonna go on is you're gonna start. We'll see if you can start with the creamer. You know, cream and sugar.
Right.
Like I started with French vanilla, and then
it's too sweet.
Exactly. Yeah. But I wanted the sweetness. And now I only drink one. And I don't think it's...
All right. Maybe I'll try it.